welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Did you say got it right?
Yes. We struggled with that on Friday.
That was tough on Friday. Because we were doing two different shows.
Yeah. Two podcasts.
It was tough on Friday. Yeah. But you know what?
You are
Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall. Bernie Wilkinson.
And it's good to
Monday morning.
Good to see you on Monday morning.
What are we doing on Monday morning?
What a weekend.
I know you were out a
lot. We're winding down from the weekend and so that we can start the week.
Yeah, that's right.
The work week is easy after the weekend sometimes. Right. Yeah, I was out in the sun.
You were?
And outside on the soccer field a lot this weekend. It was and it was hot.
Soccer, that's like football, right?
You
call it football?
Yes, football. I'm coaching this group of little ones. They're all about 4 and 5 years old.
They're funny.
I mean, I've got them doing it. They're amazing. But anyways, so I refer to soccer cleats as boots. And so I say, man, I like those boots here. These aren't boots. Because we live in the South, right, so boots are cowboy boots, not right. Soccer boots. So.
They call them boots in Europe?
Yeah.
Do they?
Boots in Europe. Right. So when you're, anyways.
That's also a trunk of a car.
A boot?
The boot. Mm-hmm. Put it in the boot. I had no idea what she was saying to me. We had these friends from Australia, and they said, just throw it in the boot. What is a boot in a car? It's the trunk of a car. So that's also a soccer cleat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the cultural differences in the same word. Well, that's why we study anthropology.
Today's Monday.
Squirrel. So, yes, happy Monday. And so we're going to get our week started off right. So Friday, we talked about the three R's.
Right.
We talked about starting off ending up the week and getting this week started by refreshing, rejuvenating and reflecting and reconnecting,
using
all that kind of stuff.
Using the weekend.
Yes,
to
using
do
the
that.
Weekend to get yourself set so that you can start the week off positively.
Now, as we met this morning, early this morning when we arrived, you were telling me about you spent a lot of time on the soccer pitch.
Yes.
Also like a boot. But a soccer pitch
is not a
field, it's a pitch.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so that's how you rejuvenated.
Yes.
You got
yes.
out, cleared your head, was physical.
Played Pokemon. Yes.
And spent time with your son, which
yes.
is always good. Okay,
absolutely.
So you did that.
Yeah.
And that's how you did those three R's this weekend.
Right.
So you were mindful
right.
of those three R's.
Right.
I did the same thing. I spent time with my son. I was able to have some quiet time. I spent some time with some friends. So rested up, rejuvenated, got some work done,
yes.
and was ready to begin today.
Yeah.
Felt pretty good. So we want other people to use weekends.
Right.
Okay. But here we are on Monday.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we are on Monday. And
presumably you've used the weekend wisely. Well.
Hope so.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, we often view Mondays with such disdain.
What do we call?
Would that be?
There's a phrase for it. Just thank God it's Friday.
Uh-huh.
TGIF. But there's also some
Manic Monday. So
I don't know, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No. Well, Mondays are often seen as pretty. We wish we could avoid them,
right.
you know, and we, because we are, that's when we're starting the work week. That's when we're getting back to the routine of school and work and those kinds of obligations. We don't have the freedom that we often think of for the weekend. And so we look at Monday with almost a disdain. I mean,
right.
we really dislike Mondays. And so what we're going to talk about today, just to kind of get our week started off right, is we're going to talk about the importance of thinking positively.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because you kind of alluded to positive psychology in one of our morning shows
right.
last week. What we're talking about doing is thinking about things and thinking about your expectations of things in a positive way. Because if we think about things positively, well, things tend to be more positive.
That's right. The idea being that, you know, there's a whole school of thought on this whole field of positive psychology, and the idea is a very simple one, that if you're thinking good thoughts, if you're thinking happy thoughts, you know, we don't want to be like Peter Pan, you know, think happy thoughts and you can fly, but if you think happy thoughts, your week could be better. So you've used the weekend to get ready for Monday.
Right.
Now it's Monday,
mm-hmm.
and so what can we do on Monday to help to ensure that this week goes well?
Right,
mm-hmm.
And one of the things is simply going to begin with your mindset.
Right.
I mean, if you're thinking about how much Mondays stink, well, your Monday is probably going to stink.
Right.
It's probably not going to be as good as it could otherwise be,
right,
because you're expecting it to be bad. And so anything that doesn't go exactly the way that you're expecting is going to be highlighted in your mind. You're going to focus on that. You're going to say, see, there's an example of why Mondays are so bad.
I knew it was going to be bad, you know, and sure enough, it is.
Right. But then if something good happens, we tend to marginalize that. We kind of tend to put that off to the side and we don't think about it. And so, you know, you could go through today and five or six great things could happen. Right. But at the end of the day, the first thing you're going to think of is that one thing that didn't work out the way that you wanted it to.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's part of a larger question, and that is that happiness, if we want to talk about happiness, or feeling good. Let's not. I don't like the term happiness. When we talk about positive psychology, it's more than just happiness, okay? But if we use the term happiness or satisfaction, what we're talking about, it's really divided into two things. One is an emotional feeling that you have, okay? And do I feel good? Am I basically happy? And happiness is part of your temperament.
Right.
And as such, different people have different amounts. We all have a happiness set point.
Right.
We all have a weight set point.
Right.
We all have a happiness set point.
Right.
Excuse me. And some people have a higher set point than others.
Right. Because remember, we did that, we did a podcast on happiness some time ago.
Right.
And the research on happiness is fascinating.
Right.
Because happiness basically comes from three sources. 50% of your happiness comes from your genetics.
Right.
Your temperament.
That's right.
You're born with it.
That's your set point.
That's your baseline.
Right.
The other 50% comes from two sources. Well, two broad sources.
Right.
10% comes from life circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tend to put so much emphasis on, well, if I just had this kind of salary, things would be better. If I just live in this kind of house and those kinds of things, that really only makes up about 10% of your happiness.
Right.
The other 40% comes from life choices, decisions that you make, the cognitions that you hold, the things that you do with intent.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that make up the other 40%.
And that 40% is what, when you said earlier, a mindset?
Right.
That's the mindset.
That's the mindset.
So 50% is genetics. That's your set point.
And we see that with people who, you know, can be going through some really challenging things in life, but they're still upbeat. They're still, you know, they struggle. They're down. They're frustrated. Mm-hmm. They're overwhelmed. But they still manage to smile and look at things a little bit more positively. They tend to still be able to do that even during those really challenging, tough times.
That's right.
And those are people who have, you know, that 50% that has been maximized in those people.
Right. But they also have learned to use that mindset. You know, if something is a mindset, it can that, you know, you say, well, my set point is low. My happiness quotient, my happiness thermostat is low. Oh, be that as it may. Happiness or contentment is also a mindset.
Right.
And if it's a mindset, and here's the key to this, if it's a mindset, it's also intentional and you can be strategic.
Right.
You do have some control over that 40%.
Absolutely.
Because that's a mental state, and we can influence our mental state. And that's what we're saying this morning, is that you have to work on that. You have to be intentional and strategic about the 40%. Mm-hmm. And that's where you have to have these positive feelings. And one of the things that we're learning about people who are happy is they're not just happy. When we study people who consider themselves happy, we say, what do happy people do? Because normally in psychology, we study dysfunction.
Right.
Okay. But you can also study function. You can also study the positive side of any issue. And so when we study people who are happy, it's interesting because we learn that they take more risks.
Right.
They engage in more challenging behaviors, more new behaviors. They do things that are outside their comfort zone.
Okay? Right.
So that's how, if you want to say, well, what can I do?
Right.
Move outside your comfort zone, because staying in your comfort zone, the feeling is that if I stay in my comfort zone, I'll be happy.
Right.
It's just the opposite.
Right.
You got to get out of your comfort zone and do something a little bit different, crazy, wild, maybe even bad.
Right.
And that generates these more positive feelings in the end.
Well, and it's interesting because when you think about the words that we use when we talk about that, risk-taking and pushing ourselves outside of our limits and bad, you know, what we're really talking about is, again, that positive side of those same things, because we talk about risk-taking behaviors as problematic. Right. But we can also talk about risk-taking behaviors as functional, as good.
They're also good for you.
Yeah, because right. when you take mm-hmm. a risk and you say, you know what, I don't qualify for this job, but I'm going to apply anyways, right. and I'm going to see what happens. That's taking a risk.
And nothing bad really happens.
Right.
You know, might not get the job, but nothing really bad happened.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You do something that's completely out of the ordinary.
Right.
Eat different kinds of foods, you know, and you, well, I survived that. You know?
Right.
And so you start to feel a little bit of contentment.
Right.
Okay.
In sports psychology, we think about that with taking those shots or, right. or taking these opportunities that may just have a marginal success rate.
Low probability of success.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And you know, I teach my players on my soccer team, you know, if you have a yard of space, take the shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You might miss, but if you don't shoot, you're going to miss anyways.
Right. If you don't shoot, nothing's going to happen.
So you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Right.
So take the shot and see what happens. And it's the same thing whether you're talking about your professional life, your academic life, your athletic life, whatever part of life, your social life, whatever mm-hmm. part of life you're thinking about or want to apply it to, it's the same thing. You know, think positively, hope for the best, work for the best, strive for the best, and you know, with some of those expectations, you're going to have some success.
I've often thought, I wanted to do it with my kids when they were younger, but take them out for dinner. Say, hey, we're going out for dinner tonight, kids. And you go have dessert.
Right.
Go have a mountain of, you know, which would be great for the kids. Right. This is dinner? This is really dinner? We get to have these big Sundays? Yeah, right. That's dinner tonight, kids. And that's all you have to do. You know,
right.
It's this little thing outside what's normally, or you go out for dinner, but you really have breakfast. You know,
right.
So all you can order is pancakes tonight, you know,
right,
for dinner.
Right.
And so just do some little thing like that.
Right.
And that generates a different, a more positive feeling
right.
inside you.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you go through the day to day, and as you go through every day this week,
right.
start your day off with some positive thoughts, some positive expectations. What can you do today that's going to make it a great day? Mm-hmm. And when we think positively, we're going to tend to focus more on the positive things, and we'll marginalize the negative
right.
things.
Right.
We'll learn from them, but we'll marginalize those negative things instead of the reverse that we tend to do
right.
when we're focusing and expecting it to be a bad day.
And if you spend a considerable amount of time on Monday trying to figure out how you can have a crazy dinner for your kids,
mm-hmm.
you're not thinking negative thoughts.
Right.
So if you're spending time thinking about fun things, positive things, happy things, your brain can't do both at the same time. So
right.
if you're thinking happy, you can't be thinking sad. Conversely, if you're thinking sad, if you're thinking negative, you're not going to be thinking positive.
Right, right. So let's try to focus on that today. Monday, so we want to make sure that we're getting out and make sure you get out and do your 30 minutes of exercise
yeah.
today. Make sure you go for a walk, go for a jog.
Right.
I'm going to try to go for a jog this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully if the weather cooperates.
You wouldn't have been able to do it last night.
No.
Lightning.
No.
Yeah.
So try to get out and exercise today. Eat well, you know, stay
careful
healthy.
With your eating.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. and make today a great day. So, all right?
Great day, start a great week.
That's right. A great Monday makes for a great week.
Right, right, so, right. Get it off to a good start.
Absolutely. So, all right, have a great day today. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Good morning.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Why not?
That's right. Think positive.
That's right. Bye-bye.